Sports Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A fast-moving wildfire raging out of control in Southern California. Thousands forced to flee Ventura County. ABC's Mola Lenghi is there.
Dry conditions and those intense Santa Ana winds fueling the fire. Wind gusts getting up to 80 miles per hour. Fire officials hoping that slightly lighter winds today may help them get the upper hand. But make no mistake, the winds remain a concern for the fire crews on the ground.
14,000 acres have burned so far in Ventura County. President-elect Donald Trump working on his transition for another term in the White House. He has been meeting with advisors on what the next Trump administration might look like. Robert F. Kennedy and Elon Musk both seen as likely candidates to play key roles. President Joe Biden preparing to address the nation shortly as the Democrats work to rebuild certain aspects of the party following Kamala Harris's loss on Tuesday. And the Federal Reserve is expected to cut a key interest rate by another quarter point this afternoon. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. A shocker here in the beer-loving state of Wisconsin. The Line and Kugels Brewery up in Chippewa Falls is closing. It's been there for 157 years. Molson Coors announced it's shutting down the brewery. They'll still make Line and Kugels, just at a facility in Milwaukee. The Line and Kugel family is not thrilled with this decision. Former President Dick Line and Kugel said he'd be toasting his family with a beer in his hand and a tear in his eye after news broke. The Liney Lodge next door to the brewery and the Pilot Brewery will stay open, so you'll still be able to buy your summer shandy on store shelves. It just won't be made in Chippewa Falls anymore. Wisconsin had near-record turnout in Tuesday's election. About 72.6% of eligible voters cast a ballot, just shy of a 2004 record. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says about 3.4 million people participated, marking the highest number of votes in the state's history. While the presidential race drew the most attention, fewer voters participated down ballot. About 30,000 fewer votes were cast in the Senate race, and 193,000 fewer were cast in the state referendum. Meanwhile, we're learning more about that snafu in Milwaukee that caused election officials to recount 34,000 ballots. According to Ann Jacobs, chair of the Wisconsin Elections Commission, the doors of the tabulator machines were not locked and sealed on election morning like they should have been. Misinformation about what happened has started to spread, as misinformation often does. Election Administrator Megan Wolf says everybody who was there saw it as a mistake.
All of that was done by bipartisan pairs of election inspectors and in the public eye, including many, many, many bipartisan election observers from both the major political parties, other political parties, independent observers. There were many people at Central Count that were part of those proceedings.
Wolf says they retabulated those ballots out of caution and transparency to the public. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks host the Utah Jazz. Is there a growing frustration? Chris Middleton is still not ready to play following ankle surgery this summer. Head coach Doc Rivers.
No. I mean, obviously we want Chris to play, but Chris is doing all the work. He's working his butt off. That's all. You know, as a coach, that's all you can ask for. So there's no frustration like in him. And there's nothing you can do about it.
College hoops, the Badgers men's team at home tonight at the Kohl Center against the Montana State Bobcats. NFL, the Packers had the bye week. The coaching staff reviewing the loss to the Lions. Matt LaFleur frustrated. He had to use up some timeouts early in that game.
There were a couple situations, like I was upset that I had to burn a timeout on a short yardage call that obviously got stuffed. Credit to Detroit. They did a few things that kind of kept us a little bit off balance. To me, it always starts with a plan and trusting your plan. And so you got to make sure your plan is a better plan.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A little patchy fog or some low clouds this morning, but we will clear out. It'll be mostly sunny later this morning into this afternoon with a high in the low 50s today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid 30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage. I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Oh, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Optimism alone is not enough to ward off despair, but hope can. Regardless of how things may turn out, hope is what can still get you to the better place eventually. Mm-hmm. So you don't have hope because you expect things to turn out well. You have hope because what that hope is rooted in is worth it regardless.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Political consultant Joe Zepecki joins us. And we wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation. 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave. What you want to say, and let the words fall. Honestly, I want to see you be brave.
So to everyone who is watching, do not despair. This is not a time to throw up our hands. This is the time to roll up our sleeves. This is the time to organize, to mobilize, and to stay engaged for the sake of freedom and justice and the future that we all know we can build together.
Thank you, Madam President, Vice President. Oh, sorry.
There you go again.
I cried as many of us did yesterday, but I take her word seriously. Yep. And I thank you for all the love everybody sent yesterday, emails, texts, all that. I needed it. I love you back. John said you saw us through the George W. Bush presidency. You got us through this nightmare of the first Trump administration. I trust your help. With your help, America will survive the next 4 years. Thanks, John. If you stay with me, I will. So I want to give a gift back. My friend sent me from author Rebecca Solnit. This helped me yesterday. They want you to... Here, hang on. I think I need fine American music. Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
They want you to feel powerless and to surrender and to let them trample everything, and you are not going to let them. You are not giving up, and neither am I. The fact that we cannot save everything doesn't mean we cannot save anything, and everything we can save is worth saving. You may need to grieve or scream or take time off, but you have a role no matter what. And right now, good friends and good principles are worth gathering in. Remember what you love. Remember what loves you. Remember in the tide of hate what love is. The pain you feel is because of what you love. The Wobblies used to say, don't mourn, organize. But you can do both at once, and you don't have to organize right away in this moment of furious mourning. You can be heartbroken or furious or both at once. You can scream in your car or on a cliff. You can also get up tomorrow and water the flower pots and someone who's... Call someone who's upset. Check your equipment for going forward and going onwards. A lot of us are going to come under direct attack. A lot of us are going to resist by building solidarity and sanctuary. Gather up your resources, the metaphysical ones that are heart and soul and care, as well as the practical ones. People kept the faith in the dictatorships of South America in the 1970s and 80s, in the East Bloc countries and the USSR. Women are protesting right now in Iran, and people there are writing poetry. There is no alternative to persevering, and that does not require you to feel good. You can keep walking whether it's sunny or raining. Take care of yourself, and remember that taking care of someone else is an important part of taking care of yourself, because you are interwoven with the 10 trillion things in this single garment of destiny that has been stained and torn but is still woven and mended and washed. Wow, thank you, Rebecca. We need to get her on. That yep. was beautiful. Okay. All right, speaking of the heroes that keep us inspired, here we go.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
Dr. Doom.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
That's
Dr. Erwin Redlener.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Call him Dr.
Erwin Redlener is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
You're one of the first people I thought of yesterday. All our beloveds that are, you know, our regulars on the show, Doc, I thought of you. And you wrote some beautiful stuff as well. So just talk to us about how you're feeling day two.
Well, I literally was shocked. I totally was caught off guard, not expecting Donald J. Trump and the people that he's bringing into government to prevail on Tuesday night. So it was the unfolding of a kind of a slow-mo nightmare. And, you know, when it, at the moment when it looked like this was not going to go well, I started thinking about what the hell are we going to do about it, similar to what Rebecca was saying. And I think paralysis at a time like this is the wrong move. And I said, we had a couple of grandchildren over, and although they weren't there as late as to really see what was happening, but you know, the next morning you wake up, and the thing that was amazing to me, Steph, is that it wasn't just the winning of the Electoral College vote. He dominated, actually, in the popular vote, which says something to us pretty profound about the state of Americans. It's like, oh, my gas prices were $3.55 a gallon yesterday, so I think I'll just end democracy. You know, I had people say to me, you know, we got all these migrant families in New York now. We have no place to put them. One of my son's soccer fields on Randall's Island has become a camp for migrants. So why don't we just end democracy?
Yeah.
And bring a misfit, deranged autocrat to become the president of the United States to answer these grievances, which, by the way, and somebody actually talked to me about how they really were going to go Republican for the first time because of the migrant issue. And I said, may I remind you, there was a bipartisan freaking bill
that didn't break through.
That would have solved a lot of it.
Yeah, the facts on our side didn't break through. That Donald Trump, I hate to say it, this con man is, I guess, good at politics because he used it exactly the way he wanted to. He killed the bill, made the problem worse, when only I can fix it, and millions of people bought that.
Karen said he's got some kind of evil genius about him because he tapped into the things that would allow people to give people permission to vote for him in spite of his absence of humanity, his absence of character, his absence of honesty. And look, we paid a price here, and I think we will get through it. What bothers me, as I tweeted about yesterday, is that he brings with him a whole new government. It's not just Donald Trump, the guy going to go sit in the Oval Office, because sitting next door to him is J.D. Vance. And all throughout this, the West Wing and the Eisenhower office building next door to it, we have people who are basically crazy.
Yeah, you summed it up. The robotic anti-Ukraine perpetrator lies about pet-eating immigrants, next president-in-waiting J.D. Vance. The architect of the family separation and children in cages policy, Stephen Miller. The soon-to-be-released from jail, violent insurrectionist, Proud Boys leadership. The former Trump National Security Advisor who lied to the FBI about illegal interactions with Russians, Michael Flynn. And the anti-science, anti-vax conspiracist, Bobby Kennedy Jr. You said, rest assured, many of us are ready to fight the dark side with every moral, logical, political, and legal tool we have at our disposal. It is a rogues gallery of
yeah.
I don't know what, just the ones you mentioned, Doc.
Oh, no, I just was given a few examples. We could go on, and then it's going to be a bunch of people that get fired, major federal agencies that'll be defanged or eliminated. Look, we're going to have challenges, and the question, like, people are saying, and like Rebecca summed it up in that email to you, is okay. This is a hand that we were dealt, and nobody that's listening to your show, nobody wanted this outcome, but this is what we got.
I, you know, and, first of all, your name is very apropos now, Dr. Doom. You are very well named now. Secondly, we only hurt the ones we love. I'm going to inflict Bobby Kennedy's voice on you now.
Oh, here God. Oh,
the vaccines are not going to protect against transmission because I was actually reading the monkey studies. That you and I would have been honest with the American people. I wouldn't have directly blocked it. I would have made sure that we had the best science, and there was no effort to do that at that time.
We all know the vaccines weren't going to stop transmission.
Right.
They help you to not get really sick or die.
Right.
I mean, I guess the lack of principles kills me. As I was saying, I know him personally as an environmental lawyer all his life. I went to the Waterkeepers events for him out here in L.A., and he's given all that up. Donald Trump's basically taunting him about climate change and oil. Like, he tried to get on Kamala Harris's campaign and in her administration, and when she said no, he went... I mean, they have no principles other than power, Doc, and it infuriates me.
It's infuriating, and the problem with, you know, with RFK Jr., as opposed to people who are dealing with, you know, whether we're fracking or not fracking or whatever, the problem with RFK Jr. is that Trump has given him and will be giving him free rein to create an anti-science, anti-vax, dangerous agenda for Americans, and especially American children. There will be a price to be paid. If he's let loose on vaccine policy alone, we're going to see some horrible consequences. Well, and then we'll change things, and then we'll get rid of it.
But
a lot of lives will be lost.
Yeah. Respond to this next one real quick.
And if there is another pandemic that were to strike, why should the American public have confidence that you would allow a vaccine to be made available through the market, even if it's on
well,
a market?
Well, I mean, let me point this out, that they should not have confidence in the people who are managing our pandemic. We had the worst record of any country in the world. So we had 16% of the COVID deaths in the United States of America. We only had 4.2% of the globe's population. So whatever we were doing in this country was the worst of every country in the world.
Oh, my God, we had the worst death rate because of Donald Trump. Anti-vax lunatics like you. Oh, my God, I feel like I'm taking crazy.
He's not a doctor or a scientist. He's an attorney. But why is he being held up as an expert?
Oh, my God, Doc, this is the waking nightmare part of this. We had the worst death rate because of Donald Trump and anti-vax lunatics like Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, you know Kennedy. The guy you sold your soul to? You know, that guy, the orange hair guy? That is why the death rate was what it was. People have written extensively about that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm telling you, we're entering a dangerous stage. We will lose children and adults from policies that are complete wacky nonsense. And then we'll change things, but there's going to be a big sacrifice before we get to.
Doc, here's what Chris and Mary talked about, because we're health nuts. We eat super healthy. I want everybody that's listening to take the best care of themselves more than ever right now. But this is what makes me crazy. Bobby Kennedy, let's see. So, blah, 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 blah. So he suggested that food products like Fruit Loops would be at the top of the list that he's going to target. He said, why do we have Fruit Loops in this country that have 18 or 19 ingredients? You go to Canada, it's got two or three. I mean, when Michelle Obama said you might want to eat healthy and made a vegetable garden, they lost their damn minds. But now because he supports Trump, how is that not big government and the food police and everything they've been screaming at liberals for how many years?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And by the way, Fruit Loop would be a really great nickname for him.
See, we're so funny. You know, look, we can still have humor.
Think about it. Dr. Doom and Fruit Loop.
Yes.
We could go on the road together. It would be a hell of a show.
You're cracking yourself up.
Listen,
before you go, I just wanted to, you wrote a great piece that I hope people read. We linked to it. And you also mentioned Malcolm Nance's piece, which was also very powerful. But you talked about your experience. You said, I couldn't help thinking about the people Karen and I spoke with while door knocking in Coatesville, Pennsylvania over the weekend. So many of the folks we met were marginalized and poor, yet they were excited about Kamala Harris, who we imagined gave them permission to cautiously dream of a better America where anybody could make enough to get by and where their children would have a genuine shot at achieving whatever they define as success, limited only by their own ambitions, abilities, and drive. So those are the people that Donald Trump, I think, just somehow bamboozled into thinking only he can fix it. We all know that housing's too expensive. Everything's too expensive. The kids, you know, are trying to pay off their student loans. They can't afford to buy a house. But
yeah.
talk a little bit about the people you met and how we frame
that. It was extremely difficult. Not speaking to them, that was a joy. Because, you know, you get to speak to people who really, really don't have much, but they have dreams and aspirations and a genuine belief that Kamala Harris was going to help them create a better lives and for themselves and a better future for their children. I thought about this yesterday after the returns came in, how heartbreaking it is. I almost feel like going back there and helping people cope in those environments. It's one thing for our social connections, our friends, your audience to deal with this. We'll get through this. The people that will really struggle more and more will be those people who are marginalized, who are living on the edge, who don't have enough to begin with, that are going to suffer the most.
And he's made them angry and fearful enough that they're just like, you know, screw the people in Ukraine. I don't want, you know, I care about me. I don't want to give them money. Screw your student loan debt. I don't want to pay your student loan debt. You know, I mean, it's just, it's.
Yeah, those are the middle class people. Yeah. The people that we were speaking to don't mind helping other people who need it. They don't mind it. They voted for Kamala Harris and we're proud to do that and full of hope and anticipation that we would have leadership that cared about them as opposed to what we have now. But
yeah,
we're going to just have to get through it, Steph.
Dr. Doom ends by saying, so sit Shiva for a while, then get up and keep moving forward. You're alive. The world is alive. And here the future is loaded with good possibilities, even if they seem a bit far off on this dreary morning after. Thank you, Dr. Doom. We will move forward in doom together.
Yes.
Love you, honey.
In doomness.
In doomness. We that's right.
Yeah. Yes.
Fruit Loop.
In doomness, we believe. All right. Goodbye.
Thanks, Doc.
He's the loop in Fruit Loops.
That's right.
Okay. 22 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by probiotics. Yeah. That's one way to take care of yourself as we move forward.
Yeah.
And there's one reason most of them fall short. You've heard there's 11 billion different probiotics out there. Survivability. To work their magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. To do that, it has to survive past your stomach acids, which is strong enough to dissolve metal.
That's
which
what they
say. It's a cool circus trick, but not good for absorbing probiotics.
Right.
For my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with 4 proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves that Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times the survivability of traditional probiotics, making it a game-changer for your digestion, your immune system. Oh, that's going to be important when Bobby Kennedy's in charge. Take care of your immune system. Your skin, even your mood, that also might be important.
Yeah.
Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic, 100% risk-free today, 20% off your purchase for a limited time. JustThriveHealth.com. The promo code is Stephanie.
Do you have any disgruntled employees?
Hell, they're all disgruntled. I ain't running a damn daisy farm. My motto is do it my way or watch your butt.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is very exciting for me because I'm a giant health nerd. To welcome Tina Anderson, yay! From Just Thrive. Hang on, I need my rock star cheers. Oh no, I'm missing them now. Ah, Tina, welcome. Thank you so much for. I am a health nerd. I'm a complete health nut. I love everything you're doing.
We're like delivering life-saving medications and helping people. But after being in that industry for a while, we started to see a lot of the abuses in the industry. You know, started to see the overprescribing of medications, starting to see, you know, where people were, the pharmaceutical industry is focusing on symptom treatment rather than getting to the root cause of issues. And it wasn't really the way we led our lives as it was. We have 3 children. We always kind of gravitated to more natural solutions and getting to the root cause of an issue rather than focusing on just treating symptoms. And so through, you know, being at the right place at the right time, surrounding ourselves with some really, really smart people, we were actually able to license these very specific strains of probiotics from London University. We dove into gut health research. The Human Microbiome Project had recently been launched by the National Institutes of Health, told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. We knew this was an area that was going to impact lives, and we dove right into it. And so from there, Just Thrive was born, and it's been by far the most gratifying career journey I have ever been on.
For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free, and it's only because I know Tina, and I'm name-dropping her. She's a helper like I am. It is justthrivehealth.com, promo code Stephanie. Tina, what a thrill to meet you, and just so, you know, passionate about what you're passionate about, as I said. So thanks so much.
Oh, thank you, Stephanie. It's so fun being here.
At Burlo Mattress, Black Friday's going on all month long. Get a free adjustable base upgrade with a mattress set purchase. Every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally just for you, which means we're passing on hundreds, even thousands of dollars in savings to you all month long. Plus, your Burlo Mattress is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. You won't find a better Black Friday deal or a higher quality mattress anywhere else for less. A lot less. American made, locally crafted. Burlo.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jeannie from Eau Claire.
I am thankful for Civic Media, the on-air talent, the technicians, the producers, the new staff, and especially Mr. Sage Wild. It's a very, very sad, shocking day for me, but I still have hope because I have hope in you guys. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, Jeannie. You give us hope. Appreciate you listening.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
So, what am I not supposed to have an opinion? Should I keep quiet just because I'm a woman? Call me a bitch, cause I speak what's on my mind. Guess it's easier for you to swallow if I sat and smile.
Stephanie Miller.
Chris, who said the big point is, regardless of the outcome of this era-defining election, we must all continue to find ways to support the work, the causes, the values, the people that matter, especially including our families, friends, and neighbors. There is value and goodness in all of it. It matters. We need to look ahead politically, but we can't lose sight of what matters personally.
Witchy Poo.
No, that was Dr. Irwin Redletter, who we just talked to, Dr. Doom, who wrote, read his piece, read Malcolm Nance's piece. They will lift you up, as will Karen in Chicago. Hi, honey bunny. Hello, Karen.
Hello, my sweet. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. All right, Steph, please take care of yourself. We need you in the fight. I know you will. I was listening to Zerlina Maxwell earlier, and she opened her show with gratitude. I can't tell you how much that helped. And just talking about the importance of community, building and being there for one another and taking care of ourselves first and foremost. I just wanted to let you know I started a walking group of the Chicago women, Steph Head women.
Good.
And we're going to
get out on Sunday. We are going to, we are not going to shrink into the background. We are not going to quit you.
Eat right, exercise.
I have nowhere else to go.
Yes, we're not going to quit. We got no, we are all Richard Gere and all the Attorney Gentlemen now. Eat right, exercise, take care of yourself.
Don't eat.
Stay in the fight.
Maybe have a bowl of Fruit Loops.
No! Dana Goldberg coming up.
A voice for Madison. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We've got some other election results to report that we just didn't have time to get to yesterday, mostly local referendums. Fitchburg voters said no to a $3.6 million referendum that would have allowed the city to hire more police and firefighters. In Maple Bluff, a referendum of about $850,000 passed to fill a budget gap and give staff raises. Meanwhile, a referendum in Monona narrowly passed. The city will take $3 million to maintain services and give staff raises. Leaders say without that money, employees are leaving for better paying positions. Meanwhile, all local school referendums passed. We've got quite a few of them here in Dane County. I'm just going to list them off. McFarland, Madison, we reported on that one, biggest in the state this election. Evansville, Marshall, Mount Horeb, Sun Prairie, and Wanakee. All of those school districts will be getting added funding from taxpayers. And a big step in trying to get PFAS out of our water here in Wisconsin. More than $273 million will go toward that effort. Governor Tony Evers, Senator Tammy Baldwin, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced that 86 municipalities across the state will get funding through the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. They'll be able to use this money to fund infrastructure projects like replacing lead service lines and addressing contaminants like PFAS. There are currently more than 167,000 known lead service lines throughout Wisconsin. Back in October, President Joe Biden was here in the Badger State, where he announced the EPA mandate that all lead service lines must be replaced by 2037. And after more than 20 years, construction on University Avenue is finally finished. Back in 2001, they started installing 8,000 feet of sewer pipe to fix flooding issues. Plus, of course, we got a new overpass and now the bus rapid transit stations. So now people who drive on University for their commute or to head downtown or to reach some of the businesses there can finally have some smooth sailing. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Thanks for listening. This is 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A little patchy fog or some low clouds this morning, but we will clear out. It'll be mostly sunny later this morning into this afternoon with a high in the low 50s today. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
This is Gordy with John and Gordy in the Morning on 92.7 WMDX. When you text into our show or any WMDX program, know that our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial. Package with less. Visit rocketindustrial.com and we'll be watching out for your text.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media's own Stuart J. Waddles, who we'll talk movies with, and he'll help make our popcorn pick of the week. Then Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the fun.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
On the campaign, I would often say, when we fight, we win. But here's the thing. Sometimes the fight takes a while. That doesn't mean we won't win.
The important thing is don't ever give up. Don't ever give up. Don't ever stop trying to make the world a better place. You have power. You have power. And don't you ever listen when anyone tells you something is impossible because it has never been done before.
Thank you, Madam Vice President. We still understand the assignment.
Yep.
We are on it. I'm going to try to get to all of your letters and tweets because I appreciate each and every one of them so much. I'm sorry.
There you go again.
I'm going to cry again every time I hear her. Thank you, Madam Vice President. You remain an inspiration. You ran a fantastic campaign. Okay. Joanne says, Steph, I'm not surprised and shocked that so many are, but I live in a sea of red. We were the only ones on our street of 12 houses without a Trump 2024 your feelings signs. I feel depressed. I feel despair. I feel helpless. I'm lost. I was told not to despair. I was told to have faith. I was told you just live in an area that's total red. You'll be fine. And all I saw was a Trump victory. Well, I'm not fine. I'm not. And I'm surrounded by Trumpsters. I'm surrounded by racists and people who are very Trump-like. I now fear being a 63-year-old childless bearded dragon lizard lady. At least I'm married. Wait, Joanne, how did you manage to make me feel worse?
Yeah, exactly.
Making yourself feel better.
At least she has a husband.
She has. Anyway, Mama, I'm praying I'll still be able to hear you and you will remain on the air. I am so sorry. Help me out of this despair I am in. Joanne from Albany. Joanne, you know what? Give your friends in red areas, like you always say, Chris, blueberries, a little extra love because they're feeling, especially overwhelmed in this just sea of sort of hate. And, you know, it's not your imagination. He ran the most hateful, racist, sexist, meanest name-calling campaign in history. So they'll forgive us if, you know, we take a minute to go, oh, it's time to unite, right? Trump said that on election night. J.D. Vance said, oh, it's time for us to be kind. Now a warning? Now it's time for us to be kind to each other?
Now a warning?
The day after you called Kamala Harris trash? Okay. And Trump just called her vice president, really? Now you'd like us to feel, okay. Anne in Santa Fe. Steph, subject line, resistance is not futile. Thank you. Steph, once I stop crying, which I may or may not later today, let's get to work on forming an underground. The underground in the United States led slaves to freedom in the 1800s. The underground in Europe helped defeat the Nazis. I'm pretty sure the underground in Germany consisted of a lot of people who did not vote for Hitler in 1933 and did not want their country to go the way that it did. We are not Borg. Resistance is not futile. Today, I'm too brokenhearted to do anything. Give me a lot while to get my courage back. Love you. I'm so sorry this went this way. That's why I want to see you be brave. And I get it. Exactly. You take whatever time you need for you. Please, please take care of yourself and take care of the other people you care about in your life. That's all that matters now.
Or have them take care of you if you need it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Don't be afraid to reach out for help.
Exactly.
And just go, I need help. I need, you know, I called them my best friend, Wanda, who we got to have on the show, who's a brilliant psychologist, but she's in Australia.
Yeah.
And I called her. I needed to talk to her in the middle of the night, election night, and she was there for me as she always has been.
Reach out and touch.
Talk to my big sister, Libby. I'm saying something important now. Talked to my sister Libby yesterday. She's brokenhearted. She says an 85-year-old husband who's had two strokes. So she's going through a lot of life stuff. You know, my brother-in-law is one of the best men in the world. And she's brokenhearted over this. You know, my sister Mary worked her heart out in North Carolina and is brokenhearted and has been in tears on and off. And so, you know, I love my big sisters, so I reached out to them. So reach out to the people that you care about. Libby reached out to me on Twitter. At this point and going forward, I must rely on the Stephanie Miller Show as never before to keep me sane. Thank you for all your humor, information, and guests. Rich says, hey, Mama, I just have to say how much I appreciate you and the crew keeping your humor. Huge thanks to lovely you, Chris, your regulars and guests. I don't know how you always show up and deliver a smart, terrific show, giving listeners exactly what we need. You did it through the George W. Bush years after Hillary's loss, and again today, endless gratitude. It is mutual. It is mutual. Let's empty some more craws. Let's see here. Who's been? Oh, my God. People have been hanging on so long. I'm sorry. Eddie in Springfield, Illinois. Hello.
Hey, it's great talking to you today.
You too.
I wanted to call in yesterday. I'm a first-time caller, by the way.
Welcome.
Man, I couldn't even talk to my wife yesterday. We woke up yesterday morning, and we were just, like, looking at each other in disbelief.
Yeah, speechless. So, a lot of us felt like that. I couldn't even cry election night. I laid up all night watching TV just in shock and just numb, right?
Absolutely. You know, obviously for us, human rights and being a good person was number one. But I will say, my job is on commission. I'm a real estate agent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm probably not the norm in my in my job market, where, you know, we really depend on a lot of things. Rate decreases right now.
Yeah.
With Chase Bank making $13 billion quarterly profits and, you know, rate cuts happening, it's kind of hard to believe for the average Joe. I mean, I'm going to be do well no matter what. My wife and I,
yeah,
you know, we're educated. That's kind of why we voted for Kamala.
Yeah,
you know, but for the brainwashed 45% who, you know, listen to everything that Trump says and doesn't do the research and realizes tariffs aren't going to help them.
Yeah.
And he really got us into this mess.
You remember,
I mean, the supply chain and all that.
You know, when Rush Limbaugh said, I hope he fails, of Obama, I mean, this is the problem. You know, on our side, we care too much about other people. I don't want America to fail. I don't want people to be hurt. So, you know, I hope he fails in his most egregious, racist, horrible policies that he has said he's going to enact. You know, he said he's going to appoint a special prosecutor to prosecute Biden on day one. I mean, there are so many people that, you know, I hope he's not as horrible as what he said he's going to do. But, you know, forgive us if we're, you know, at this point, a little bit to... I'm out of words. Okay. Let me read other people's words.
Okay.
I just want to, because not everybody has a voice, and I want to just get people's, a lot of, you know, great thoughts on social media and obviously, you know, emails, all of that. But, yeah, I dissent tweeted, black men voting against a black woman. Unbelievable. Hispanics voting to round up and deport other Hispanics. Insane. White women voting to take rights away from daughters and granddaughters. Seriously, what the actual America? My God. So I think that's part of just this shock and horror we're all getting our arms around. Randy Mayhem Singer said, the Dems are too woke. Accusations today are making me insane. We were woke in 2020, too. We had a man on the ticket. And this time, one side had a real billionaire pulling Putin's strings. So just stop with that. Thank you. The In the Holler said, isn't it weird the Dems would rig the election when they weren't even in power and then not rig it when they were? It's amazing how all that just went away when Trump won, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Angry staffer said, Biden should resign in December and pass the torch to Harris just to up all the Trump 47 merch.
I like that idea.
For any act of resistance, yes. However small and immature. Also, we would have a woman president, at least for a second. Do it, Joe. Randy Mayhem Singer, also, while the pundits are dissecting all the things Kamala, quote, did wrong, spoiler alert, nothing, just remember, the next time Trump tells the military to shoot protesters in the legs, they'll shoot. Covey said they spent the last 3.5 years saying Biden's too old and demented to serve as president and then turn around and elect an old, demented criminal to serve as president. Oh, my God. Thank you. I know. All of it. Yes to all of it. Bobby in Albuquerque. Hello, Bobby.
Hi, this is kind of, well, first, thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Can we ask a request just for all of our sanity? Please don't ask if we can hear you. Everybody calling in, please don't ask if we can hear you.
We can hear you. Yes.
Go ahead. Please go ahead.
All right. Can you hear me?
All right.
Anyhow.
All right. Do not with me this morning.
We have 2 months left, and we do still control the Senate, and Biden's still the president. Why can't we nominate?
Dear.
And Sinema, go ahead and vote with us at this point to save.
Sorry, you got cut off, Bobby. Why can't we go ahead? Why can't we go ahead and what?
And nominate 4 Supreme Court justices and get them through. We have 50 senators. We have 51 senators. We have Kamala. Well, why can't we get them through?
Huh. Well, I'm for everything. I'm for all of the above as an alpha liberal.
Can the president just wave a magic wand and add 4 more justices.
I'm doing a lot of stuff we should have done before, but okay.
Well, I'm not sure that.
Can we fire Merrick Garland? And get, what can we do in 2 months?
Maybe we can ask Glenn tomorrow.
Who? Oh, Glenn. Yes, absolutely. Where am I? Oh, okay. What? Olivia Troy, that's our good friend.
Love her.
Said, breathe, try to refrain from placing blame on each other. Don't feed Russia's intentions. Good point. Today they have succeeded, but we have to stick together as we navigate this. True.
Yep.
All right, Kurt in Chicago. Hi, Kurt.
We can hear you, Kurt.
Thank you.
Good morning. Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say that there's been a lot of talk with people wondering how to boycott economically. And naturally, everyone says Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, stuff like that. One problem with that, look what happened when the right tried to boycott Bud Light. Did the company go out of business? No, it did not.
You know, Chris and I have said this over and over again. We are not boycott fans. The Boycott Rush campaign almost killed every progressive radio show.
Yep.
So I'm not really...
Not a fan of boycotts, really.
But anyway, go ahead.
I was going to suggest, I have two small businesses on my block here in Chicago that were very open Trump supporters. I'm withholding my dollars from them. It's their right to vote for who they want to. Mm-hmm. My right to spend my money where I want to.
Right. Well, yeah, I think you I think you can do that. You can make your own choices.
Right.
And one of the choices I would make is every advertiser on
Stephanie Miller
is a very excellent choice to support democracy and the ideals you believe in. And also the Stephanie Miller. And what do we always say? It's not me. Look at all these amazing voices we platform that we are lucky enough to get as regulars and semi-regulars and guests.
Yep.
And you know, so you are supporting all of that when you with your. So I do support that.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't want to
support the people that you love.
Right.
Rather than
right.
boycott the people that you hate.
There you go. Dahlia Lithwick said this campaign was run on the express promise to inflict maximal pain and suffering on a whole lot of disfavored and marginalized people. I trust them to keep that promise. Try to keep your heart soft because that will be the work. Take care of yourself because you will do that work again. I am so sorry. I had so many just voices I appreciated that I wanted to, you know, echo this morning. Adam Parkmenko said, I will say this, I am too smart, too stubborn, and too free to ever surrender to fascism. The president might change, but I won't. Thank you, Adam. So many people are lifting me up today, Chris. Brian Carroll, our friend, said, never underestimate the power of large groups of stupid people. He was the worst POTUS in history, impeached twice, convicted felon, tried to stage a coup, sold state secrets. But hey, at least he isn't an intelligent black woman. We had, who was it? Tanya from Ohio calling yesterday. Forgive black women if they're broken and angry today.
Right.
Frangela, this was perfect. They tweeted, our nation is the, how it feels. Our nation is the woman returning to the drunk who beats her, except she's our mother taking us with her. That is how it feels. Sandra Bernhardt, who I love, said, I am so proud of Kamala Harris and the campaign she ran, so I'm not going to blame anyone. I'm simply going to get up today and dust myself off and forge ahead. Won't you please join me? Yes, I will, Sandra. I stand with you. Just tell other people that you stand with them, that they are not alone. One more from Adam. The next time someone tells you America isn't racist or sexist, just remind them that they are willing to accept treason, rape, and violence from a white president, but not joy and accomplishments from a black one. Thank you, everybody, for just, you know, your heart and humor and your smarts and everything you're still going to put out in the world. We need it more than ever right now. Farmer in Norfolk. Hello, Farmer.
Long-time listener, constant annoyance.
Thank you, yes. Constant caller.
Two questions.
Yeah.
I'm a seat. I have two questions, okay. But first I want to remind you, your daddy and your mama have been smiling together watching you through this campaign, and they continue to smile down on you proudly. So you've recruited this army of democracy warriors, and the show was so magical on Saturday night, and it was so wonderful getting a hug from all you guys. And anyone who has never been to a show, it's not just a show in the meet and greet, it's getting to meet all these friends that you've come to know but never gotten to spit their faces, you know?
Yeah.
And Michelangelo in Colorado, Linda and you know, Liz and all of them, they're so great to just sit
and yep. break bread with Karen mm-hmm. from yeah. Chicago, a yeah. superstar podcaster, yeah. you know? And that podcast is just going to get bigger and bigger. You built so much up, aww. And you got to be proud of that, okay?
I am. I'm proud of all of you, actually, because yeah. I didn't do this alone. I did this with all of the people that, like Chris, I mean, all of the listeners over all these years.
It's the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe.
That's right.
Yeah.
As Bob Seska calls it.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting, Jeff, because you can imagine I came in as like, ugh, D.C. sexy liberal, which was supposed to be Kamala's inauguration January 18th. But, you know, Chris is right. It's like we're going to need each other more than ever. Yep. We are going forward with January 18th at the yes, Warner man. Theater in D.C. as our finale
uh-huh.
Because it is going to yes, be the man. Beginning of the resistance.
Right.
And it's going to be hilarious. And
well, that was my first question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
My first question was, the 18th is still on, right?
Oh, yes. Yep, absolutely. And you can still get pay-per-view and experience good. LA and just the energy and enthusiasm that's going to have to carry us forward. You know, and Farmer, thanks for calling. You know, I was thinking, Chris, you do have to, that's how you rebuild, as you look at the silver linings. Mm-hmm. We have two amazing African-American women in the Senate now.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, we have our first trans congressperson. Uh-huh. Look at the abortion bills, one mostly. Americans are on our side on a lot of issues, Chris. Yep. It's yep. not like the abortion issue right. went away. That was part of the disconnect, is how did you vote for abortion rights and then the guy that took them away in the same state? But we got to figure that out. We have to figure out that most people on most issues are on our side. We obviously had an epic fail on Tuesday in however many factors. Part of it, I think, like I said, my friend Lawrence O'Donnell was right. He said historically this is suicide. It is suicide to replace a candidate this late. So however we got there, whether Biden should have dropped out earlier, whether they shouldn't have pushed Biden, whether this should have... You know, Barack Obama, you have to remember, had a year and a half to run. All these people that, you know, had built these great coalitions. Kamala Harris had 90 days. Are
she
you,
did.
You know, kidding me?
And she
did an amazing
showing,
job.
Despite that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. So it's this was a perfect storm of factors that I have to say, I think, that got us here. But you know what? If you stay in this fight, we'll figure it out, and we'll do it with joy and yep. with humor and all of that stuff.
With all joy right. and with Rachel and with...
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, I meant Joy Reid specifically, and then joy in general. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, speaking of companies you can feel good about supporting in this time, Credo Mobile. I mean, let's everybody switch today.
Yes.
Let's do it. This is the only progressive phone company in the country. As Chris said very smartly... I'm sorry, I'm not feeling well. Otherwise, I
yeah,
would compliment
well,
you.
I'd never say anything smart. What's up with that?
But you said don't boycott the companies you hate. Support the companies you love.
Right.
Credo Mobile is a company you can love. They've donated over $95 million to all these progressive nonprofits. They're going to need our help more than ever now. Planned Parenthood and Friends of the Earth and March for Our Lives and on and on. So here's all your acts of resistance. And also you help the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe and all of the voices in it. If you go to credomobile.com right now, you get literally the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. And you bring your current phone, your current number. It's so easy. Go to credomobile.com. And for Stephanie Miller Show listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25. Learn more at credomobile.com.
Is this off the hook or what?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system, their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals from entering your home in the first place with its exclusive active guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Simplysafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. life. Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel joins us now to make our popcorn pick of the week. Hey, Mike.
When I was a kid in the 70s, there was no Walmart. There was no right. Sears was everything, from our tools to all our back-to-school clothes, everything else. Right?
Pants, stereos, kitchen appliances. Do you have pantyhose? Yeah, they're right next to power tools on the second floor. It's like you really could get everything there.
Everything.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah. Don't mess around with me.
Yeah. Somebody said maybe we should go back to we're not going to take it anymore. I'm like, well, we did just take it without lube.
Yeah.
The Ice Planet Hoth. So maybe not right now. But I like Brave. I like Fighter. I like...
And the Ice Planet Hoth is pointy.
Figure this out. And thank you for all your love on Twitter and Threads and elsewhere. Lisa said, do one thing for yourself this morning. Find the Stephanie Miller Show. None of us have slept, and it's good to hear other people who feel the way we do. I have always said this is not about me. It's about this community. And exactly. People on Twitter, on Threads, Chris, on Instagram, on Facebook, on our phone lines, emailing me. We see you, and we hear you, and we feel you, and you have a place here. You have a home here. Dana Goldberg, speaking of family, next.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we continue to analyze the election that was and look ahead to the weekend. Hey, And good morning, everybody. I'm Todd Lawball here at Civic Media News Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin. We interrupt this programming for a special report, a special broadcast, as we are going to cover the remarks from President Joe Biden as he addresses the nation on results of the election and also on the transition from himself to the president-elect Donald Trump, who will become the 47th president in January. Again, for those listening and expecting to start with Jane Matinier soon, you can find her on the streaming platforms of X and what is now, well, it used to be Twitter, now they call it X, and also on our Facebook and different platforms, YouTube as well. You can go to Civic Media on those platforms, and Jane is going to continue to do her show from 10 o'clock onward. You can also get some updates.